Hey, greetings. This is Brother Tupos from DontParish.com. Hey, I want to make this audio. We are full-time street preachers, and we travel all over the country, my wife and I, and I have some brothers that also come traveling at times, and we have a fellowship online with other saints. And we were traveling through the area of Versailles, Missouri, and we stopped at a store, and there were some Mennonite men in there working, so I talked to them, gave them our Mennonite or our Anabaptist gospel card, and it was really interesting. I don't know these men's names. There's a picture of them on the post, and they mentioned they're from Anchor Hope Church, so we decided to go and stand out there with our gospel signs peacefully out on the public street. We don't go on their private property, and it was interesting that day. I just want to cover real quick. The witnessing, started talking to him about, hey, are you a Mennonite? And he said, well, I'm a Christian. And I said, but do you call yourself a Mennonite? Well, yeah. And I said, that's a man-made name. And I told him Menno Simons would come and rebuke them for naming themselves after him. He said, yeah, probably true. So he agreed. And then he said, well, we voted to keep the Mennonite name. If we ever voted again, we'd probably get rid of it. And then he tried to use the excuse. I don't know if they were a father and son. One guy was older, one was younger. They looked kind of alike. Maybe father, son, I'm not sure. But the older man was definitely more hard against the truth. The younger man was kind of listening. And he said that we would vote to not use it. And then he said, we were given that name. It's not really a name we like. Well, on their website, it says Mennonite. On their church building, it says Mennonite. Or on their sign, I believe it says Mennonite. And so they always say that. We weren't given that name. And then I went on to the gospel about preaching Christ crucified. And they don't preach Christ crucified to call people in repentance out of the world. They don't even come out of the world. We go to these festivals around their area. All the Mennonites go into the demo derbies, their worldly glutton fests. There's a lot of gluttony in the Anabaptist world too, isn't there? Yeah, we see it all the time. I went to a festival yesterday in Warsaw, Missouri, and we saw a lot of Anabaptists there. And we're asking them, why are you here? Why aren't you preaching the gospel? These people are dying. Why are you walking in the ways of the world? So I witnessed to these two men, and we covered the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Repentance, come out of the world in every false way. They don't come out of false man-made religion. Mark 7, 6 through 9 is against them, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. You worship God in vain. Christmas, Roman Catholic holiday. Easter, Roman Catholic holiday. Good Friday, a lie. Jesus didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday, rose on Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest. He's in the grave 3 days, three nights. We covered the gospel, and then as I was witnessing to them in the store, then this older man starts saying, you keep the seven holy ordinances, you keep the seven holy ordinances. He must have said it eight times, and I said, what is he, a tape recorder? Seven holy ordinances. I started looking it up online. I asked an Anabaptist brother who came out of the Anabaptist, now he's my brother. He said, I never heard of that. Apparently, I think it's probably maybe a hinge from the Roman Catholics when they had their seven things that they do, seven sacraments. Well, now they have like seven things they focus on, communion, foot washing, head covering. And he's like saying, do you keep any of these? Well, my head covered wife is standing there. We actually have come out of the world. We're actually striving to obey everything in the new covenant. You're not. You're keeping a bunch of man-made traditions. So it was really sad. Eventually, they just turned away from me, and they didn't even want to talk anymore. I was being very kind and very nice. And they turned away and started doing their work. And I looked at the young man who was standing there, who was shaking his head about the pagan holidays and all that. And I turned and I said, you guys in this nice, big, fancy store will take my money as a customer and talk business all day long. You come and talk truth, and you want to just turn away from me. I said, how wicked you are. You need to repent. And I turned around and walked out with my wife. We see that all the time with Mennonites. In the area we're at in Versailles, these areas, rich Mennonites, big fancy businesses. They focus on business. They're making mammon. You want to talk to them about Jesus and the gospel? They ain't got no time. They laugh. They mock. We stood out at another Mennonite church in this area, and the men came out singing, mocking. Yeah, singing and mocking. So I wanted to just make this audio about my meeting those two men in that store, and they mentioned Anchor of Hope. So guess what? My wife and I decided to go stand outside Anchor of Hope. We will have audio and video of it on this testing where you found this link, and we'll see how that goes. And I'm going to make another audio that just covers why we stand against the Mennonites and the Anabaptist world. So that'll be in a separate audio right here. Sad, sad witnessing account. Didn't last but 5 minutes. Covered the gospel. They don't have the biblical gospel. They don't come out of the world. They don't leave their sin. Oh, by the way, can I say this? In their store, They sell worldly things like little, tiny, skimpy swimming suit track outfits. That is a massive harlotry. And I believe my wife said they had makeup in there. We see makeup in other Mennonite stores. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Anything, I guess, to make mammon. But yet they stand against the truth of God, even while they claim to be of God, with their unbiblical head coverings, their unbiblical tight adorned dresses, and the men walking around showing their forms off when God put us all in tunic and robe-like garments. Yeah, that's just another issue I thought I'd throw in there. So check out the other audio on why we stand against Anabaptists, and you could see the video and audio of our time there, calling them out. 1 Timothy 5, public rebuke to the saving of their souls. God be praised.